Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
My name's Rebecca, and I'm calling out of Charleston, South Carolina. I've been listening to your show for a while now, and today I finally became an EPP so I can get access to some of your other stories and to support the show. Well, I have had paranormal experiences all throughout my life, I guess. I grew up in a haunted house in the country, like an old farmhouse. But I also am now living in Charleston, South Carolina, which is supposed to be very haunted as well. You may have heard that it's purportedly one of the most haunted cities in America, kind of like Savannah, Georgia, or New Orleans. But, well, I thought that I might just share two experiences today, two experiences where I was touched by an unseen entity, physically touched. Well, the first one occurred at my friend's apartment. I was a overnight waitress at the time, so I was not sleeping very well, and I was at her house, and if anyone's familiar with Charleston, this house was on Nassau Street. Everybody that lived there said that it was haunted. They said that they would wake up in the night and see a shadow man, that sort of thing, lots of unexplainable things being moved, you know, things like that. So I decided to take a nap on this particular evening. Everybody else was awake. I remember they were waiting for her brother to come in out of town, so I just said, I'm having trouble staying awake. I'm going to go take a nap in your bed, to my friend. So I was aware that the house was haunted, but I was not uncomfortable because everyone else was in the other room. I could hear them talking. The lights were on. And I felt very comfortable, very relaxed. I wasn't, you know, on guard for anything strange to happen at the time. So I was comfortable and I was drifting off to sleep, and then I was awoken by something touching my shoulder. And, you know, a skeptic might argue that I had dreamed it, but I can distinctly remember that it pulled me out of my sleep. It woke me up. So, and I didn't really think too much of it, and I just turned over to my side, and then a few seconds later I felt like kind of a finger just like traced down my spine, and it made me feel so awful. Like, it was just the coldest, like, most dreadful feeling, so much so that I began to cry. It made me cry, and my friend came in, and I told her what happened, and she said that the same thing had been happening to her throughout the night. When she would sleep, something would touch her hair and her face. So it kind of was validating for both of us to realize that the same thing had happened when she hadn't, you know, told me of that. So that was very strange. I was touched another time a few years later. That happened in, like, 2012. And then about a year ago, I was living on Rutledge Avenue, and this apartment was also kind of haunted, and I could probably tell many stories about that apartment, but I'm just going to limit myself to these two experiences. I was always uncomfortable there and always, you know, had the sensation of being watched, and strange things would happen there too. But on this particular night, I was doing homework. It was pretty late. I was reading in my bed, and I started hearing this awful sound, like scratching and scraping all throughout my room. It started on the walls, and then it was moving around to, like, the floorboards, and it was just really strange, and it was freaking me out pretty intensely. So I actually went and woke my roommate up and asked him to sit with me for a few minutes. So he sat with me, and we smoked a cigarette or something for like 20 minutes. And when he was there, the sound completely stopped, and then everything was fine. So he went back to bed. But as soon as he left me, it started up again. The noise started. So I was like, you know, it didn't sound like an animal or anything. And like I said, it was moving all around. So this time I just decided that I was going to ignore it and just, you know, pretend that it wasn't there. And that is when I felt something flick me on my forehead. It was very, very distinct. And it felt so invasive and, like, disturbing. It flicked me right where, you know, you might say the third eye is, quote unquote. So I just thought that was really strange. So I've had many experiences that are paranormal in the city and growing up. And I'll probably call again in the future to share more with you. I think your guys' show is great. I think it's important for people to be able to have a place where they can share their experiences and validate them, because these things are real.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.